Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today, Wednesday, November 27th, 2019. Here are the headlines. Prominent farmer and pastor Jack Leatham is raising an alarm about what he alleges being a possible $500,000 fraud scheme in the Petit Sevan constituency. Grenadians are involved in a three-week bilateral training seminar on cold storage logistics as the Ministry of Agriculture strives to ensure food and nutrition security for all its residents. And rescuers from several countries are scrambling to find survivors of the 6.4 earthquake which hit Albania, killing 27 people and injuring 650. The news is brought to you compliments Quartz Dominica Limited. We'll be right back after some words from our sponsor.
Why not stay in? Turn off the alarm clock and sleep some more on your perfect mattress from Quartz. For the widest range of mattresses from the world's best brands, the best value guaranteed. Shop today and let our sleep experts help you to decide on the best option to suit your needs. At Quartz, we don't just sell mattresses. We're offering you the best night's sleep. So, sleep in a little on your new mattress from Quartz. Quartz, bringing value home.
The Roseau Valley is gearing up to come alive for another informative, interactive and entertaining United Workers Party national meeting this evening at the Trafalgar Lily Valley Hard Court. This is according to UWP Roseau Valley candidate Senator Ronald Charles, who says that this meeting is open to everyone, especially the DLP supporters, as the message being presented is bigger than politics. There is a meet and greet section carded for 4:30, which presents an opportunity for persons to meet the candidate to ask questions, as the UWP has always been a party of inclusion, he says.
We believe this is a great opportunity where some constituents, you know, would want, you know, certain explanation or maybe have some concerns and questions that they would like to ask. And it would be my pleasure to meet them, discuss it with them, and to share my plans for the Roseau Valley, United Workers Party plans for the Roseau Valley. So I'm looking forward to meeting all my people. And I will say this for the record. I really want those of us, they are different people with different political ideologies. There are those who support the Labour Party, there are those who support United Workers Party, and there's those that are in between. I ask everyone come up to Trafalgar this evening, Dominicans by and large, come up to hear the plans that I have for this wonderful community and for the communities in the Roseau Valley.
There will be entertainment, featured speakers, as well as solidarity messages to be presented at the national meeting.
We will have a few performances by Dice, Tazi, and King Bob. We just want to inform everyone. This is a meeting for education. This is not a CEO per se. This is a meeting to bring back our democracy. And therefore, the performances will be done in between the speakers. So we're not expecting when Mr. Linton has finished address the crowd, this would be the end of the event. So we really want persons to participate. Trafalgar this evening, the place to be, Trafalgar, in our National United Workers Party, Team Dominica. The wave of change is really taking the Roseau Valley by storm. Persons have admitted, even Labourites have admitted, that there needs to be a change in representation. And therefore, I will be presenting my plans to my people.
UWP candidate for the Roseau Valley constituency, Senator Ronald Charles. The Electoral Office of Dominica informs the public that as required by the law, the preliminary and supplementary registers have been issued. and this will constitute the final lists for the December 6, 2019 general elections. No further amendments may therefore be made to them by the Electoral Office in accordance with Regulation 40 of the Registration of Electors Regulations. Regulation 40 states as follows: the register of electors shall be closed to alterations on the date on which notice of an election is given. Upon the publication of the preliminary register on September 30th, 2019, notice was given that the deadline for the filing of claims and objections was November 19th, 2019. This notice was issued pursuant to Regulation 32(3) of the Registration of Electors Regulations. However, this was before the president issued the writs for elections under the public seal. Consequently, this notice has, by operation of law, been superseded by the issuance of the writs for elections on December 6, 2019, pursuant to sections 16 and 17 of the Registration of Electors Act. Section 12(1) of the House of Assembly Elections Act gives the president the power to issue writs for elections under the public seal. Section 12(2) requires that the date for nomination be declared and mandates that the election be held not less than 15 days and no more than 21 days from nomination day. The writs for elections were issued on November 6, 2019. Nomination day was held on November 19, 2019, and the general elections set for December 6, 2019. As Section 16(b) of the Registration of Electors Act permits the removal of those ordered to be removed after an objection within 5 days of the writs, this would not constitute an alteration of the register, but the removal of names from the supplementary list by operation of law. Section 16(b) of the Act and Regulation 40, therefore, would not allow preparation of the register to be delayed to permit for hearing of objections filed after the writs were published. Notices of objection submitted to the Electoral Office will be reviewed, and those deemed validly filed will be dealt with in accordance with the law. In more news, General Manager of DEXIA, Gregoire Thomas, says the agency's second hosting of the Strictly Local Christmas Village SLCV, scheduled to take place at the Roseau Market from Wednesday 18th December to Friday 20th December 2019, promises to be an amazing event, providing additional support to Dominican-based businesses.
Sometime in October, I mentioned to you that you needed to mark your calendars, because at that time, we were talking about Market Day with a Difference. And after Market Day with a Difference, we also hosted the International Food Fair. And this is the last of the activities that we are hosting for this year. It is the Strictly Local Christmas Village. Based on the reviews and the experience of last year, we had no choice but to stage another edition of the Strictly Local Christmas Village. And it is all part of the DEXIA's program to support local industries.
That was General Manager of DEXIA, Gregoire Thomas. It appears that $500,000, which was allocated to be shared between residents of the Petite Savanne constituency, have not been distributed to the residents who were displaced by Hurricane Maria. That's according to prominent farmer and pastor Jack Leatham, who says he has evidence against some top DLP officials in Dominica.
When I also look on the list of people, the people that were supposed to receive the money, I'm questioning them. Did you receive the money? No, I don't know nothing about the money. Whether they got mad or not, I first went to everyone I could go to, one on one, so they can perpetuate any lie about me, to settle it, to be clear, to be clean about it. And I warned them. I said, the best thing you can do is shut up. Now, this is what was informed to me. That money, and you know what angered me? They are claiming this document, and which you saw, is a false document. This document I am privy to because I'm a member on the committee. And when I heard election is coming close, and if I have to be honest with you, an accusation was made about the committee. And I'm going to show you something. If this document says that we received $100,000, and look at this, if the total expense, read the bottom part, what does it say? $498,000 was spent. How can you get any money from that? I couldn't believe. So I said, no, I'm defending it. I said, no, the people, because I have the document. The people spend all the money. To my shocking surprise, a document which is stamped, certified, and correct have a sum up to $120,000.
Leotham stated if these officials continue to accuse him of receiving $140,000 from the above-mentioned total, he will make public the names of persons who have stolen funds from the $500,000 as well as the victims of this fraud scheme.
And I was told with that same letter that this was to repair my house, my doors and windows. I wasn't there, I don't know who wrote that. You can see my name is not on this. How could I sit down and put all those figures together and stamp it certified and correct? I wouldn't even mind if people had received the money. But you cannot, because I find out from the lawyer, you cannot collect the money under Matt's name and give it to Sheridan Gregor. You can't do that. You cannot rewrite it and say, well, no, I'm not giving it to you. And the people under whose name you collect the money, they never mention. So I'm not calling anybody's name yet. But when they respond and accuse me of anything more, this is where it gets ugly. They're accusing me of receiving $140,000. Basic courtesy. Should you come to Pishole and you have friends there and you want to throw a party, and I would tell them to use my house for the party, free of charge. And then when the party is over, I'm not there. Don't you think it's basic courtesy to clean up the place? I'm not charging you rent. To cover them, they're claiming that they paid me rent for the church. And I have radio today telling you, these people have never given me a dime.
That was prominent farmer and pastor Jack Leatham. You're listening to Q95 News. Attorney at Law Bernard Wiltshire shares the sentiments of Dr. Thompson Fontaine that the upcoming general elections in Dominica should be postponed until the voters list is cleansed and electors are required to present identification at the polling station.
We must postpone this election until we've got a proper list of voters that the people have confidence in and until we can identify them. And I'll tell you one further thing. If Mr. Skerrit were to proceed with this election and to win it on a rigged ballot, then the legitimacy of his government would in fact be called into question.
Wiltshire believes it is in DLP leader Roosevelt Skerrit's own interest to support the widely sought-after electoral reforms to avoid an inevitable case of perceived cheating. He's also of the opinion that the responsibility of possible post-election violence would lie squarely with Skerrit and his advisers.
And if there's any violence, which all of us pray there will not be, but let us understand clearly where the responsibility for that violence will lie. It will lie fairly and squarely at the feet of Mr. Skerrit and whoever else is advising him to cheat the people of Dominica of their right to have a fair system by which they choose their government. And to have delayed that for so long and to then call an election without in fact even addressing that is an insult to the majority of people in this island.
That's Attorney at Law Bernard Wiltshire. Justice Dr. Irvin Andre has expressed serious concern about a possible occurrence of a backlash triggered by the blatantly orchestrated rigging of the general election. According to Justice Andre, keen observers of Dominican politics would probably conclude that there is a new determination in the country to avoid a repeat of history.
This is a different age from 79. The Dominicans don't have to necessarily wait to get the weekly newspaper to find out what's happening. Social media not only informs Dominicans about what's happening in Dominica, but also abroad, regionally, internationally. And there is a new intolerance for this type of in-your-face type of corruption. So my concern, quite frankly, is that if that happens, it would trigger a monumental backlash, something which I'm very, very concerned about, to be quite frank with you.
Andre stated he personally senses a new determination and decisiveness, and he is committed to ensure that the rule of law prevails. It is his view that it is the collective responsibility of all Dominicans to ensure that the rule of law prevails.
And the rule of law doesn't necessarily mean that people should sit silent while their rights are being eviscerated, eroded, and extinguished. This is 2019. As we speak, there are demonstrations virtually all over Latin America, in Chile, in Nicaragua, in Bolivia, in Panama. Well, not Panama, certainly Venezuela, Colombia. People are asserting or protecting their rights as citizens of their country. These are not things that can be hidden again. You just have to switch on your television or switch on your iPhone and you become aware of what's happening today. So this is the context in which all this is unraveling.
Now, based on daily exposure of wrongdoing, Dr. Andre reiterated his belief that Dominica currently occupies a dark space in terms of its integrity and transparency in the conduct of public business.
And where in a country you have daily exposures of wrongdoing, the most recent being that by Al Jazeera, it tells you that quite frankly, and I've said that before, Dominica now occupies a very dark space when it comes to integrity and transparency in the conduct of our public business, particularly that of elections. And quite frankly, this is something that we all have to take very, very seriously. The simple fact of the matter is, this cannot be business as usual. The argument that, oh, we've always had election in the same way, to be quite frank with you, is nonsensical at best, and it's something which shouldn't be countenanced. We have to show the type of people that we are.
These are the statements of Justice Dr. Irvin Andre. You're listening to Q95 News. Leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Kent Vital, says that we have a lot of work to do to restore the moral and social fabric of Dominica because the level of corruption in the country is extensive. The Economist listed a number of social sectors that have been negatively influenced, as well as the mindset of the younger generation as it pertains to leadership and votes.
There is a lot of restoration we have to do in this land on the moral and social front. We have heard, we have seen how our social fabric of some of our people, involvement in crime, involvement in drugs, involvement in youth deviant behavior and so on. We have a lot to restore. We have cultures that we have inherited and cultures that these guys have deepened. The culture of corruption, Labour Party have done a number on that. They have entrenched that culture in our land so that some of our young people, that's all they know. All they know is that if you give them $5, they'll vote for you. All they know that is how to bribe. And we have to change that. There's so much work to do over the next 3, 4, 5 years that we as a party, putting people before everything, everything else, will be forced to help. We have to help. If we had to be true to our word, we have to help.
Leader of the Dominica Freedom Party and Economist, Kent Vital. Given the Ministry of Agriculture's thrust in Grenada to ensure food and nutrition security for all, locals are involved in a 3-week bilateral training seminar on cold storage logistics in Grenada. The training is sponsored by the Ministry of Commerce of the People's Republic of China and organized with support from the Department of Public Administration. It was opened recently at the Grenada National Stadium. Over the 3 weeks, participants will become more aware of manipulation of cold storage, such as suitable temperatures, packaging, and storage. The opportunity for Grenada to have access to better cold storage facilities means local produce, such as fruits, vegetables, and meats, can be chilled or frozen, prolonging the shelf life, maintaining the fresh appearance of the food, and ensuring food availability throughout the year. Rescuers from several countries are scrambling to find survivors of the 6.4 earthquake which hit Albania, killing 27 people and injuring 650. Using sniffer dogs, they are sifting through rubble 36 hours after the magnitude 6.4 tremor. Whole families have perished and thousands are staying out in the open as powerful aftershocks hit. Most of the deaths occurred in the coastal city of Durres and the town of Thumain, close to the epicenter. Tuesday's earthquake was the strongest to hit Albania in decades. It struck 34 kilometers northwest of the capital of Tirana as people slept in their beds during the early hours. The latest aftershock, a magnitude 5.6, is said to have damaged a building in Durres next to one where intense rescue efforts are underway. Of course, our prayers are with the families of Albania at this time. That's the Prime Evening News. Here's a recap of our headlines. Prominent farmer and pastor Jack Leatham is raising an alarm about what he alleges being a possible $500,000 fraud scheme in the Petite Savanne constituency. Grenadians are involved in a three-week bilateral training seminar on cold storage logistics as the Ministry of Agriculture strives to ensure food and nutrition security for all of its residents. Now, rescuers from several countries scrambling to find survivors of the 6.4 earthquake which hit Albania, killing 27 people and injuring 650. The news was brought to you compliments Quartz Dominica Limited.
Top of the hour news as it happens.